What nobody tells you about teaching art. I never set out to become an art teacher. In fact, for a long time, I thought that teaching might take away some of the freedom and the joy that I felt when I was simply creating for myself. Art had always been something instinctive for me. I didn't overthink it. I just did it. So the idea of stopping to explain every step felt almost impossible at first. But here's what nobody tells you about teaching art. It doesn't take the magic away, it actually deepens it. So teaching has taught me things that I never expected about creativity, about confidence, and about connection. It's made me a better artist, a more thoughtful creator, and even more in love with the process than I was before. In this episode, I want to share the 5 most powerful lessons that I've learned from teaching others. Things I wish I'd known sooner, and things that might have changed the way that you see your own art too. So let's begin. Lesson 1. It's not about what you do, but what you need to know. So when I first began creating the tutorials, my instinct was to show everything. Every single pencil stroke, every color choice, every little movement. I thought that if students could see exactly how I did it, then they'd naturally be able to do it too. It felt like the most generous and helpful thing that I could do. At first, this worked well. It's the same technique that lots of online art teachers use, but there was a problem. The tutorials I was creating were hours and hours long, and it started to feel unhelpfully long and repetitive. An artwork may have taken me 8 hours to produce, but was the best way to teach really to share an 8-hour real-time tutorial? I didn't think so. That's when I had a light bulb moment. Copying isn't the same as understanding. So I totally shifted how I taught art. Instead of just inviting students to watch my process, I started really focusing on the why. Why I used certain colours, why I layered in the specific way, how pencil pressure and direction created texture and depth. My tutorials became much shorter, more engaging, and much more effective. The more I learned, the more I lead into this kind of approach, the more I saw students grow in confidence, and not just in their results, but in their ability to make decisions on their own, which is the whole point, right? And the best part, this shift didn't just help them, but it's also helped me too. So breaking down my methods made me reflect more deeply on my own process, and it gave me a whole new appreciation for the way that I work. I wasn't just drawing instinctively anymore, I was understanding my own art more than I have ever done before. That's the real magic of teaching. It turns instinct into insight. And when students learn to think like artists, not just follow along, that's when everything clicks. Lesson 2. Perfection isn't the goal. So one of the most liberating things teaching art has taught me is that perfection isn't the goal, and it never needed to be. As artists, we often aim for, you know, the smooth lines, just the right colours and that flawless realism. But what I've learned is that the real magic happens when we let go of that pressure and lean into the creative process instead. So I remember filming one of my early tutorials. About halfway through, I noticed a smudge right in the middle of the drawing. Normally, I might have just stopped and re-recorded the whole thing, you know, just started again. But something made me pause. Instead of treating it like a disaster, I decided to just to keep going and show how I would adapt it. I walked my students through it, how I softened the area, adjusted the surrounding tones, and turned that smudge into something intentional. And to my surprise, that tutorial ended up being one of the most loved. Students messaged me saying things like, "Oh, watching you handle that gave me so much more confidence," or "It was actually a relief to see that even you make little mistakes and just keep going." So that moment reminded me how powerful it is just to show the process honestly. Letting go of the perfection opened the door to creativity, growth, and problem solving. So not just for my students, but for me too. And I really started experimenting more and trying new techniques and enjoying the unpredictability of each piece. So teaching taught me that mistakes aren't the enemy, they're often the best teachers. And once you stop chasing that perfectionism, you give yourself the freedom to create with joy and curiosity and confidence. So lesson three, students inspire teachers. So when I first started teaching, I honestly just assumed that inspiration would mostly flow one way, from me to my students. I was the one sharing the techniques and giving advice and offering the guidance. But what I didn't expect, and what's now one of my favorite parts of teaching, is how often the inspiration flows right back. So there was this one student in particular who stands out. She joined the platform quietly, not very confident in like her own skills, and was quite shy about sharing her work. But then one day she posted a portrait of her dog in the community group, and it honestly just stopped me in my tracks. Like, not only had her progress come on leaps and bounds from when she started, but the piece was bursting with personality and warmth, and I could really tell that she actually enjoyed making it. But what really surprised me was her use of color. So she'd blended like loads of tones in a way that I hadn't really seen before, and something unexpected and really beautiful that made me look at my own color choices differently. So without even realizing it, she'd sparked a whole new idea in my head, and I found myself wanting to try her approach in my next drawing. So moments like that are just such a gift. They remind me that teaching is never one-sided. Like, I might be leading a tutorial or sharing what I know, but I'm constantly being inspired by the creativity and the courage and the originality of artists that I work with. Their experiments, their progress, and even their questions often push me to explore new ideas in my own work. So teaching has made me realize that art is a shared journey. We're always learning from each other, no matter what stage we're at. And that beautiful exchange of inspiration is one of the things that keeps my love for art alive and growing. So lesson four is community transforms art. So when I first started teaching online, I thought it would be like, you know, fairly quiet, solo experience. I'd just be, you know, in my studio, filming tutorials and talking to a camera. But that's what being an artist is like a lot of the time anyway. I imagined I'd be creating content and sharing tips and maybe answering the occasional comment or message. But what I didn't expect, and what's now one of the most rewarding parts of my teaching journey, is the amazing community that's grown around my live drawing workshops, especially on TikTok. So it started like quite simply. I decided to go live one evening to share a few drawing tips, answer a few questions, to promote my color pencil tutorials. I thought that maybe, you know, a handful of people might pop in. But to my surprise, people not only showed up, they stayed, they chatted, they asked thoughtful questions, and most importantly, they came back the next night and the next and the next. So what began as like, you know, a spontaneous way to connect turned into a nightly ritual, and every evening, artists from around the world join in. Some draw along and some watch. Some just come for like the conversation. But what's grown out of, you know, it's just a really supportive and inspiring little corner of the internet. And people now know each other by name, and they follow each other's work and leave kind comments and offer advice and cheer each other on. And everyone's there for like the same reason, to grow as an artist and to feel connected and to share what they're learning. There's no competition either. It's just a group of people who genuinely want to see each other succeed. And it's so generous and open and honestly really special. So what's even more beautiful is how it's affected me. I've learned so much from the questions that people ask, the feedback that they share, and the stories that they share as well. So showing up live every night has helped me stay consistent in my own practice, and it's reminded me why I started drawing in the first place, to share my creativity with the world. So this TikTok Live community has become a big part of my own routine now, and it's shown me that art is never meant to be created in isolation. It's at its best when it's shared with people who get it or support you and who make the process even more meaningful. And I just can't imagine creating without them now. Lesson 5, everyone learns differently. So one of the most eye-opening things teaching art has taught me is that everyone does learn slightly differently. So at first I thought, you know, providing clear step-by-step written guides would be enough for everyone. But sometimes students follow, you know, at their own pace with helpful images and instructions. But then over time, I realized that while that works beautifully for some people, others needed to see the process in motion to really connect the dots. There are also some techniques that you really just need to show and explain on a video rather than write it down. So I remember a student who downloaded one of my PDF tutorials, and she messaged me after working through it and said, you know, I'm really trying to follow these steps, but I'm having trouble getting the same results as you. Is there a video for this one? And that moment really stayed with me, just because she wasn't like lacking the motivation. She just needed to see the technique and the action to fully grasp what I was trying to say. So that was a turning point for me. I began to realize how important it was to offer my teaching in multiple formats. So not just PDFs, but full video tutorials too, where students could watch how I moved the pencil, how I built up the layers, and how I made the adjustments in real time. I also started doing the live streams so students could ask questions as they worked through things. And the responses have been really amazing, because students are saying things like, now it finally makes sense, or watching your tutorial has really helped me understand the layering process, or like, it really clicked last night. So offering both written and video formats gave people the flexibility to learn in the way that made the most sense for them. And it's one of the best things that I've learned from teaching. So people process information in so many different ways. Some love to read, some love to watch, and some need a little bit of both. So my job isn't to choose one method, it's to create resources that meet artists where they are and support them in learning in their own way. And honestly, I've become a better teacher and artist because of that. So teaching art has taught me more than I ever expected, not just about how to help others improve, but about how I work and how I grow and how powerful it is to share what we know. So from understanding different learning styles to embracing imperfection and finding inspiration in my students, it's been one of the most rewarding parts of my journey as an artist. And I'm just so excited to share more and more tutorials every week. If you'd like to experience some of the lessons I've talked about today in action, I've created something really special for you. So it's called the Pet Portrait Pack. It's a bundle of 10 step-by-step tutorials designed to help you improve your colored pencil skills, understanding key techniques, and grow more confidently in your own style, all for just £1. You'll find the link in the description below, and I'd love to hear what you think. Please leave a comment and tell me what's the one thing that you've learned from either teaching art or being taught by someone else. I can't wait to read your stories, and thanks so much for listening. As always, keep creating.